How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So, shocker to no one, I've been playing a lot of Teamfight Tactics recently, and this season of the game is about to end. And I've spent most of the season either in Gold Rank or Platinum. And my goal for the longest time was to get to Emerald. Emerald is the next rank above Platinum. Well, about a week ago, I got there. But it took me half of the set to get from Platinum to Emerald. And that's only like Emerald, or like Platinum 1, 2, 3, and 4. Each within has some smaller stuff within it, but that's beside the point. It's been a really long journey, made of mostly poor decisions and me not exercising good judgment when it came to how I was playing the game. But I finally got it together, got out of Platinum and into Emerald. And I was genuinely super excited when this happened. And then I remembered something. Emerald also has four parts. Emerald 4 through Emerald 1, followed by four parts of Diamond, Masters, Grandmasters, and Challenger. I am just barely halfway from where the game starts, the lowest possible rank, to the highest possible rank. I have a ton of room and opportunity to keep growing and keep learning and keep getting better at this game. I'm happy I made it to here, but there's so much more I can be doing. I've learned over the years, especially recently, that we look at one part of a thing we want to accomplish, one goal, one time frame, one plan, and that's all we focus on, is that one thing and getting to that point. But the reality is, whether it's in our walk with God or our jobs or gaming or relationships or whatever, whatever that goal is, there's lots of time and things and journey after it. Just because you get to that next point, that next level up, that next goal, that next change, that next improvement in your walk, you have more to go. Don't take that as a distressing thing. Am I going to get out of Emerald before this set ends in less than a week? Probably not. But I made it to Emerald. And I made it to Platinum from Gold. I made it through each of these steps, learning, hopefully improving, and moving forwards towards becoming a better player, a better gamer. Now look, my gaming journey is frankly insignificant in the overall scheme of life. But the lesson to remember for me of there always being more further down the line and wanting to keep moving forward and learning and growing is an important one. Because complacency is one of my worst traits, but it's one of the things I'm best at, unfortunately. Settling into the ease and never actually growing, never actually moving forward, never challenging, trying to grow. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gifts you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teachings. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourselves and your hearers." We always have more room to grow. And thankfully, for the most part, we always have more time to. But it's not something we should take lightly. Growth and change and improvement and moving forward are always opportunities we should be grateful for and striving after. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad, or on the men's and women's small groups, the Fight Club and Vault 31. Information at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, that God made you special, and he loves you very much.